Syracuse University students and faculty are protesting the University Place Promenade Project, the first step in a massive campus renovation worth hundreds of millions of dollars. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, protesters say the money can be better spent elsewhere.
Take three really big steps this way towards the administration building.
Matt Huber, a geography professor at Syracuse University, says about 10 feet of the promenade project could equal hiring a full-time staff member. The project closes down a street used by buses and delivery trucks to create interconnected walkways with multi-level lighting and landscaping. But it comes at a time when Huber says the administration is telling faculty that the university is in a budget emergency and staff members are being offered buyouts.
And that is where our campus and our university priorities are based, is doing these type of surface level beautification projects to attract the eyeballs of elite full tuition paying students, while underinvesting and cutting and destroying the actual work and staff and faculty that actually do the nitty-gritty educational mission of this university.
More than 100 faculty members signed a petition against the promenade in May, and a new petition signed by more than 200 students and community members was delivered to SU's Senior Vice President for Public Affairs, Kevin Quinn. Despite faculty and students saying they have been left out, Quinn says there has been more than 18 months of outreach on the campus framework renovations.
You always learn what you can do better, what you can do different. We do that every day, and we're going to continue to do that moving forward.
He says more details on the campus framework will be released in June. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.